Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third episode of Taking Flight. Today, I will discuss the effect pesticides have on bird species. Let me start off with a personal story. One day in April 2012, I was in a good mood since my spring break had just started. I was in high school at the time. While I was idly sitting in my room, I saw two honeybees buzzing near the window. Without a sound, I left my room and closed the door behind me. That simple decision saved my life. Over the course of several hours, my room turned into a beehive, with more and more bees somehow entering my room and creating a sound like a propeller. I could hear the bees ramming against the side of my house. By the time the pest control guy arrived at the scene, the personal hell behind my door had died down. The bees had become tired from buzzing around all afternoon, so the guy was mostly greeted by dead bees at my doorstep. I even kept finding bee carcasses a few days after the incident. I didn't know it at the time, but I had just been a witness to the phenomena known as colony collapse disorder. This disorder became prevalent in honeybees in the early 2000s, around 2005. What happens is, a majority of worker bees suddenly leave the hive and leave behind a few nurse bees to care for the remaining larvae. Though this phenomena has gone down over the years, the exact cause of this is still unknown. There are several factors that researchers are focusing on as a potential cause, one being pesticide poisoning. Even though the amount of pesticide usage has dropped by farmers from 955 million to 789 million pounds as of 2012, the use of a specific chemical called neonicotinoids, or neonics, has continued to increase. This group of pesticides can harm birds as well, both directly and indirectly. Crops treated with this pesticide, such as corn and soybeans, cover 150 million acres in the U.S., about 1/12 of its area. Once sprayed, this compound is absorbed by the plant, insects feed on the plant, the pesticide gives them seizures, and they die. Sounds simple enough, right? Well, the results couldn't be farther from the truth. Plants are actually known to take up only 5% of the applied compound. The rest of the pesticide leaches and accumulates in soil and runs off into bodies of water, including groundwater seepage into ponds and wetlands. These ponds and wetlands are often home to the larvae of aquatic insects, which can serve as important sources of food for birds. For example, the Prairie Pothole Region is an area that encompasses the northern plains of Iowa, Minnesota, Montana, the Dakotas, as well as a portion of the Canadian provinces, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. The most common insect species in these wetland-dominated habitats are midges. Midges are an important source of prey for birds like swallows and swifts. Not only can neonics physically reduce midge numbers, even very low or small concentrations can cause adults to emerge up to 20 days later than normal. This is causing a mismatch in prey abundance and migration patterns in birds, as I have mentioned before. Now, see, the problem with neonics is that they are persistent, meaning that they do not break down once administered into the environment. Usually, other pesticides often wash off in aquatic bodies over the course of a few days. Neonics can persist in the environment for months or even years. It's as if they were made to harm the environment. Birds are also physically affected by the group of pesticides. A recent study conducted by the University of Saskatchewan in 2017 investigated the physiological effect these pesticides have on birds. In this study, 60 white-crowned sparrows were tested on how well they can orient themselves for migration. Over the course of 4 weeks, groups of 12 birds were placed in a mesh-covered flower pot. A few hours before sunset, the birds were taken to an open field, far away from any sources of artificial light. Under the observation of infrared video cameras, the groups of birds were able to orient themselves accordingly and fly in a northward direction after the sunset, just like they would if they were in natural conditions. For the experimental group, the birds were given a compound known as imidacloprid, one form of a neonicotinoid. After bringing the experimental group to the release site, it was seen that many of the birds had grown lethargic and had lost almost a quarter of their body weight within 3 days. Neonics suppress the bird's appetite, resulting in rapid weight loss over the course of a short period of time. The affected birds had little to no sense of direction. They hopped sporadically and had difficulty orienting themselves. Another study conducted by the University of Illinois showed that a 12% increase in the application of neonicotinoids contributed to a 2% decrease in grassland bird populations, while the same increase of a non-neonic pesticide resulted in only a 0.5% decrease in bird populations. According to the study, the areas of the greatest impact were the Midwest, Southern California, and the Northern Great Plains. The effect of neonicotinoids could also result from the birds ingesting treated crop seeds. Consumption of just a few seeds is enough to cause long-term damage to a bird's reproduction and development. Currently, as of last year, the EPA has released proposed decisions on the usage of neonicotinoids and pesticides within that group. These include measures to ensure only the intended target receives the pesticide, the usage of additional PPE when applying the pesticide, as well as restriction on application timing. For example, it's advised not to apply neonics to blooming crops that have the potential to be pollinated by bees. This is an evolving field, with information constantly being updated, so it's nearly impossible to provide the most recent information on this topic. I realize that this was yet another slightly dark episode, but I feel it is important to spread awareness on this issue. That just about covers it for this week's episode. Next week, the discovery of a tropical bird in a northeastern state, only on Taking Flight.